Welcome to another edition of Geeks in Malaysia. I'm Amelia Chen.
I am Nate Dorian.
And I'm Kyril M. Baha.
And we're back again in the submarine.
We're a bit low energy.
If you can't tell, it's just one of those days. It's like struggling to pick it up and stuff. I mean, to be fair, for me at least, my wife was quite sick last night with a fever.
Oh, no.
So I was
like,
yeah. But she's feeling better.
I've noticed in the past, I'd say 2-3 weeks, my sinuses have acted up really badly. Like this heat and then
and
like
rain.
Heavy
and
rain.
Then rain.
Yes.
In the afternoon.
And then you're going from heat to aircon and heat. It's,
and then,
heat is really fucking hot. Like burning
is it?
Hot.
Okay, see, I never leave the house and I live in an air conditioned environment because I ain't got no fans in my rooms. So
I can attest to the heat because the other day I ended up in Cyberjaya.
Oh,
for one
shit.
Reason,
yesterday
one
was
reason,
hot as fuck.
Was it? No, I went on. When the fuck did I go? Monday. Monday, I went to Cyber.
To go to Taco
fuck
Bell?
Me, to go to Taco Bell.
You
half.
Went all the way to.
Nick Dorian, ladies and gentlemen. Nick Dorian.
Was it worth it?
It was. It was worth it.
Okay.
Okay, I will say this. It's fucking cheaper than McDonald's for a start.
Okay, so it's cheap. Good.
Yeah.
Because like, it needs to be cheap. Taco Bell needs to be cheap.
An a la carte taco, like one taco is like 5 ringgit.
And okay.
Then, and then for a set with 2 tacos, a drink, a side of fries, is like 14 or $15.90.
Oh,
it's
okay.
So much cheaper than McDonald's. And it's very much
Do
worth
they
it.
Charge extra for the hot sauce?
No, that's for free. And they're very generous. Like, they gave me hot sauce and flaming hot sauce.
No.
And there's 3 packets of each.
Oh.
I'm just like, nah.
Okay.
When is the one nearby going to be open yet?
Don't know. That's the thing. Tropicana Gardens was supposed to be the first one. And then the government went, no. You're opening the first one in Cyberjaya.
Oh, really?
Yeah, apparently it was
the government. Because government officials want their Taco Bell. Like, no, the Taco Bell needs to be next to Putrajaya. I need my quesadillas. I need my burritos.
But it was really
Cabron!
Good. Cabron! hour and a half wait, but they gave you umbrellas and free ice cold water, which fucking helped.
What do you mean? There was a line?
Yeah, there was a line outside.
How long was the line?
Like I said, an hour and a half to get inside.
What?
Fuck that.
No!
Yeah. An hour to drive to Cyberjaya, an hour and a half, like you were that much. Okay, your fuel and toll combined with the meal, even though it's more expensive, it would be the equivalent of a Chili's taco set.
But Taco Bell.
Yeah, see.
No, yo quiero Taco Bell, but I'm waiting till they come closer.
And then after that, I went to Donki. Which
whoa.
You went to Don Quixote?
Yes. And the entire
that's
line.
What he said?
Yeah, Donki. It's technically Don Quixote in Japan, but
wait,
over here it's Donki.
You said Donki. You said Don Quixote.
Yes.
In Japan, it's called Don Quixote, but over here they're calling it Donki.
No, actually, no. Actually, in Japan, it's also called it's Donki
oh,
as
is.
Well, but then just Japanese people just call it Don Quixote because it's named after Don Quixote.
I thought it was named after the penguin.
I know. I mean, anyone who knows Japanese culture, like, just hit me right back as to why this is.
Oh, you lovely Samat, Japs.
Because Samat couldn't explain this to me either.
Let
but,
me guess,
like,
he just smiled.
He was just extremely relieved that he didn't have to explain who Don Quixote is to me.
But he couldn't explain why.
Why it's called donkey. Other than maybe like Japanese people like to abbreviate stuff.
Or maybe they're big fans of Terry Gilliam.
Maybe. Was there a penguin in
What's the
Man
penguin?
For La Mancha?
What? Is the penguin got to do with Don Quixote?
That's the mascot. Oh, Donkey.
Yeah, there's a blue one and a pink one.
So, okay, hold up. So there's a Japanese place called Donki,
yes.
Which the Japanese call Don Quixote.
Yes.
Don Quixote.
Which
Don
has
Coyote.
A penguin.
As the mascot.
As the mascot.
So it's called Donki.
Or Don Quixote.
Don Quixote.
Penguin.
And what do they sell?
Everything.
Pretty much everything. They've got grocery
that's imported
stuff
from
they've
Japan.
Got snacks. They've got, you know, those stuff you find in Daiso too.
Yeah.
Makeup.
Yeah.
Toys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wagyu. Uni.
Yes.
They have Wagyu. I'm like, fuck my life.
I don't understand the world anymore.
No. But and also, and we cannot, we, you cannot mention Don Quixote without mentioning the sweet potato.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of sweet potatoes.
Yeah, the famous roasted sweet potato that everybody loves.
Which I didn't
which
get.
Which I also.
Yeah. But yeah, there was no line.
Really?
I think everyone's gone to Taco Bell.
Oh really? You went on Monday and there was no line.
I went on Monday at about like 4 something.
In the afternoon.
Just walked straight in.
Okay, so good. Alright, so.
But, whoever's handling the Goggle account, I need to ask which one of you is handling the Goggle account, because you're acting like I know who is handling the Goggle account. It's like me and my girlfriend. Where I'm like, which one are you? But apparently they went on the weekend. It was a, like, it was still packed line for 4 stories. But I think if you go on a weekday in the afternoon,
I think the only one who probably like try and like go on a weekend would with his girlfriend would probably be Ian, because he lives around the corner.
That's from Cyberjaya.
No, Don Quixote is in Lot 10.
So, wait, so on the same day.
Yeah, I know. Exactly.
But I went from Cyber to KL.
So this is when you're doing your off days.
Nick Dorian is German. Nick Dorian.
Just that off day. Because we've been wanting to go. So like,
we should mention, we're on video.
Mm-hmm.
You're bleeding.
What?
From your mouth.
Oh, what? Oh.
Oh, my gums aren't the healthiest. So.
Yeah.
Oh, oof.
Yeah, you can't see it on the screen because
no,
because
it's tiny.
On the screen that we have, his face is literally covered by the record button.
Well, now it's covered by
it's
this.
Safe.
Yeah,
it's safe. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So yes,
so I thought someone punched you in the face and it was like a wound that was just like starting up again.
I just got punched by the submarine ghost. I don't know.
We have a ghost in the submarine, apparently. Okay.
I mean, the bloodiness does fit into today's topic.
Yes.
If we steer away from your weird off day trip
to Taco Bell, no,
to Cyberjaya, and then to the Golden Triangle.
Yeah.
Okay. Wasn't much traffic though.
Which is actually very surprising.
Yeah.
You know, because
actually KL, there wasn't much traffic at all.
Speak for yourself. I was there yesterday.
Yeah.
Holy fuck a duckling. Okay. First day of Ramadan. After a storm.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah.
In KL. And then, okay, went to Lao Yat, right? Mm. So me and someone had a meeting in Central somewhere with someone. It's a, can't really talk about that. So then after that.
Watch a space.
No. There's nothing, no spaces
don't
to watch.
Don't watch this space.
It's just work, but we shouldn't mention it. What do you call it? See, now I've lost my train of thought. So fucking, we checked out Waze and it would have taken longer to go back home. Hmm. So we thought, fuck it, go to Lyatt because someone really needs a graphics card.
Yes.
Okay.
For his Cyberpunk.
Yeah. No. This one's for work.
Oh.
Okay.
Which it's even more fucked up because first the drive to Lyatt was annoying because fucking the roads were nuts. Because I think also because of the New Year's today. The Tamil New Year, which New Year is it?
Is it?
It's one of the New Years today or yesterday.
Okay.
But it was, it was like a double whammy happening.
Right, right.
So you can imagine coming out of Central, 3 lanes become 1 lane, stuff like that. Then you get to Lao Yat. No one will sell him a graphics card.
Why?
And we finally went to one shop and was like, why? Why can't any of us buy a graphics card? And they said straight up, miners. It's because of the data miners. There's so little stock.
Oh.
Because the data miners have...
So if you want to buy a built computer, they'll build you a computer with the graphics cards they have, but they will not sell you a graphics card separately. Yeah. Unless it's an NVIDIA Quadro, which is the work graphics cards, which are like double the price. And even that stock, it's more of the older models. And then the one shop that we did find that would sell graphics cards... Yeah, markup's a bit steep compared to my graphics card. Like, okay, Eva's graphics card I bought for like, which is a 1650. I bought for $1,000 maybe, under $1,000.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Brand new.
Mm.
Now brand new is 1,005. Some places 1,007.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah. These fucking Bitcoin data miner bullshit motherfuckers are ruining it for not just the gamers,
But the people who need to work and edit.
And so VFX many, people.
So many people are going to buy Macs now just because of the integrated GPU.
I mean, it just makes you want to punch them. And speaking of punching.
Yes.
punch them until
their mouths are bloody.
Really,
how Nick happened.
A really hard segue, guys. Like, really hard.
Because we're trying to pump ourselves up. Yeah. What has been, for all three of us, quite an annoying past couple of days. Yeah. Tiring past couple of days. But last week, at least.
Yes.
We had the opportunity to enjoy, for the most part,
So Warner Brothers graciously invited us for the press screening. You went at night because
I went at night on the same day because it was surprising. Like, usually they don't open up the screenings that early. Usually it's a midnight, but I guess you can't do midnights anymore.
Yeah. So yes, Mortal Kombat has come out, the latest iteration of the Mortal Kombat franchise.
Mm-hmm.
The movie.
Kind of a reboot, I guess.
Yeah, sort of. Which hopefully will spawn another film, not as bad as Annihilation, but
I actually remember seeing Mortal Kombat, the original movie, in the cinemas.
Oh wow!
Leicester Square. What was that main one? Which became Odeon? A Warner Brothers one. No, the Odeon was the really big one. They weren't going to show Mortal Kombat in the Odeon. They're too bougie for that. The one next to the Odeon. Audience this way facing the square.
I can visualize
it. At one point,
it was
a Warner Brothers one, and they kept changing names. I think it was a Virgin at one point.
I can visualize it in my head. I just cannot name what it's called.
I remember going to it, and I was like, I turned 15, and the movie's 15. I'm going in legally. And honestly, it didn't have to be rated 15, but that's how prudish England was with violence.
Of course. They wouldn't let you have nunchucks.
Right? Because there wasn't any.
Not as violent as I.
A lot of blood.
The first movie?
Yeah.
Because I rewatched it back and I'm like, this wasn't as violent as I remember. For some reason, maybe it's because it's Mortal Kombat, I remember
and
it as much more violent.
And you play all the games. Yeah. There's so much blood in the games.
So you just add blood in the imagery.
But this is like very, very tame.
Compared to the new Mortal Kombat, which is like, it's basically, if you've ever played the recent Mortal Kombat, like 9, 10, 11, it's the cutscenes done with real people and better CGI. Pretty much. It's pretty much the cutscenes with better CGI and real people.
That's true.
Right? Now, but what you don't get in Malaysia is...
Mofo.
LPS.
Yes, just when we thought our censorship might be a bit more lax.
When have they ever been lax?
They over time, they allowed fucks. They still don't allow motherfucker.
Yeah. They allowed... I mean, because there were F-bombs.
Yeah.
But
there were
mofo
fucks,
bombs. There
were
no,
there
were no
mofo motherfuckers.
Bombs. There were no mofo bombs.
Because...
Mofo bombs.
If it's a word to describe the act of fucking, it is naughty. But so motherfucker is someone that fucks their mother, naughty.
But if it's
fuck you, not naughty.
Because it's an insult.
Yeah.
But
get fucked is okay. He fucked her, not okay. An asshole is still a no-no.
Because it's a body part.
But
you can say dick. No, you can say dick.
Yeah, dick
could also mean Richard.
Asshole, it's like, oh, it's so close to
sodomy.
Asshole
could also mean Trump. I don't know.
But anyway, aside, before we get into the spoiler stuff of this, just in case you haven't seen it, what do we all think of it?
Wait, before that, what is the date today? It still hasn't come out in America, right?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me find out when. I think it's the 25th or something.
Yeah, it's pushed in America.
We can talk about it, right? Like,
I mean,
the embargo is lifted.
The embargo is definitely lifted.
But, you know, like, there's a small percentage that listen outside of the country.
April 23rd.
Yes. So it's only going to come out the week after this episode airs.
Yes, yeah. Steve. So maybe you should just, you know, if you don't want to be spoiled, Steve, just hold it for now.
Hold it
and check out the videos.
Yes.
We'll give you our initial thoughts.
Because there are such huge
spoilers.
Twists in a Mortal Kombat movie.
Yeah.
You know, it's just mind blowing. It's like Mortal Kombat is the new Tenet.
Yeah.
The twist, oh my god, you don't see them coming. Who knew Liu Kang was a transvestite? Like, wow!
And who knew that Liu Kang was Chun-Li's brother?
/ sister.
No. It's a banana. Cole Young.
Oh my god, yes.
It's Chun-Li.
No, Chun-Li was Cole Young's daughter. Wait, no.
What? Okay, yeah, fuck it.
He's reaching too hard.
What do we think? What do we think? What do we think? Before we get the spoilers, what do we think?
It's enjoyable. And this is my main thought, which is why I'm waiting for Vanessa to go and watch it. Because, okay, all three of us have played Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
Or know of Mortal Kombat in a sense. Yes. But I'm wondering if people who have absolutely no clue
that
whatsoever...
That would be an interesting context, yeah.
Whether or not they would enjoy it. Because as a Mortal Kombat fan, I thoroughly enjoyed it because it hit all the right moments. But if you don't know any of these characters or what Mortal Kombat is...
Mm.
Your parents didn't allow you to have electricity.
What? Bro, janganlah macam tu. Ya Allah.
Would you have enjoyed it as much as the fans did?
I think yes.
They're cool fights,
because
cool effects.
Because I mean, they set up the whole thing in the beginning, which is I think slightly different than how they've ever set up like a Mortal Kombat. So that gave it a bit more context, and that gave it a bit more like human, like a human story to follow, and not just the fight scenes. You know what I mean? So that there was that. So I think maybe like Virgin fans would be able to.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, I guess overall it was. Okay.
Ooh, this is really,
I can't remember. Like, you know, like
it's so good. I can't remember it.
I didn't like the human aspect as much. I felt like, you know, like they were trying to do it with the something Johnson, that guy, the first Godzilla. Like, they're focusing too much on the human story, and I'm like, give me more fighting, man.
Like Godzilla versus Kong. This is exactly what it says on the box. Yeah. Like, if it's Mortal Kombat. What else you want? Fight. There you go. If
much.
You're in
there's a bit of human family drama thrown in for good measure, lah. So, you know what I mean?
If you're watching this for a deep story and like instant human, this is not the film.
Although,
for
you. To be fair, like, because for me, it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying that I want more human story.
Mm-hmm.
But the way the pace is. That's why I'm kind of curious to see what Vanessa thinks. Because the way the pace is, it moves... The story part moves really fast.
As if to
cater for at least those that have no idea, like... Or maybe they only just played Mortal Kombat 1. And they're like, who the fuck are all these characters?
Mm.
Or just aware about it, you know. Because it's a game that's been in public consciousness.
Mm.
But, yeah, like... A lot of stuff moves fast. A bit too fast for my liking.
Mm.
Like, I think because we know the game...
Mm.
It's not hard to catch up, but there's okay. Basically, like when it came to the human element, it's obvious that this new character,
Cole Young,
is supposed to be a
entryway
into the story. I didn't feel it, not from him.
Mm-mm.
You know, like to me, the most powerful story in the movie is Scorpion. Scorpion's story is so... And I think also because they just used the first 10 minutes
to set up
Scorpion's story. So, and that actor, that Japanese actor whose name I will probably screw up because I can't even remember it.
I'm sorry, but...
He is so... Like, his...
He's amazing. I love him.
You only see his face for the first 10 minutes.
The first 10 minutes of the film is beautiful.
Beautifully shot. It's powerful. You feel the emotions, even though it's in a foreign language. Multiple foreign languages. Yep. Japanese speaking.
Chinese.
Mandarin speaking. Yeah. You know? What's his name?
Are you
going to
try pronounce it?
Smishy's like, his name is like Bob Lee. Like, what?
No, his name is not Bob Lee. Sanada Hiroyuki.
Sanada Hiroyuki is dope.
Sanada-san has like, you know what I mean, like,
so even with that dialogue, like, he makes that dialogue work.
Yes.
So you feel for him, like with Cole. I'm sorry, like no offense to the dude, because he's a great fighter, he's got great screen presence.
But Louis Tan,
the weight,
his name is Louis Tan.
The weight of the whole story is kind of put on his shoulders because he's the unknown guy.
Yeah.
And because he's unknown, for those that like the game, are constantly trying to figure out who he is.
Yeah,
which is like so easy to figure out in the first, 30 minutes?
Yeah.
You're just kind of like, I see where this is going.
Actually, not even the first 30 minutes. I think you
would, right? 15, 20.
The first 15, 20 minutes, you're like, I know who this is.
Why'd you show score? And then, but they keep extending it like, you don't know. We do.
Just say it.
Okay. So now we're going for the spoiler part of it.
Yes.
Give the movie a watch if you don't want to hear the spoilers. Go watch it. It is enjoyable. It's a lot of fun.
But if you're in Malaysia, just be aware.
LPF
sucks.
LPF
have cut some of the more awesome fatalities.
Oh, really?
It's not cut. It's just you.
So nowadays, as opposed to cut, they recrop it.
I didn't notice
Kung Lao's fatality
and Jax's fatality.
So someone was right.
And here's the thing, like, because of
I didn't notice long.
It does take you out of the rhythm a bit because it's a build up to the fatalities in the fight.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised you didn't notice it because to me it's like, oh shit, Kung Lao's doing a thing. That's the flaw. What the what am I looking at?
And then
suddenly someone's dead. You're like,
huh? And
it's like when Jax is about to do his fatality, he's like, huh?
Yeah.
Why are we just on his face? Like,
so there's those awkward little cuts which
and because they zoom in on it, you can tell it's not as crisp as the others.
And I'm sorry, like that shit. To me, that is some one-sided shit because Rambo 4, they let all the violence through.
Yeah.
Him killing someone like at point blank range with a fucking, you know, M50 is like all there.
Is it because it's with a gun?
No, you know what I think it is?
Blood?
Because even though it's rated 18, but they're like, it's a video game. So young people still going to go in. So we have to teach them the right moral ways. You can punch and kick, but you cannot slice someone in half. That's just too much. But it's Rambo. Rambo's cool. Rambo's cool because he's a soldier and only adults watch Rambo. Mahai.
Okay. Anyway, so spoilers.
Spoilers
ahead now.
Spoilers for Mortal Kombat, the film.
Yes. So check back with us after you've watched it.
So how was Chun-Li?
Oh, Chun-Li was amazing.
Yeah, right?
You know,
I mean, really, the third act, when Chun-Li came out, it was like, yatta! I was like, holy shit!
And Maggie Q...
Why would
you
say yatta? Yatta is Japanese.
Maggie Q as Chun-Li was such a great choice.
Oh my god, yes, exactly.
You know, you didn't think she could pull it off.
Yeah, but she did well. The two buns really fucking worked.
Yes, they did.
Skirt could have been a bit shorter, but I mean, like, what are you going to do?
It's surprising, though, how they
Slit is damn high.
She worked her thighs really well, too, to match the... Okay, that's one thing. It's got nothing to do with Mortal Kombat. But,
I can't imagine somebody...
That was your ad break.
It's like somebody's like, holy shit, Chun-Li really is in this film.
That is one thing I don't get about Chun-Li. She has bigger thighs than Cammy.
Yeah?
She's Asian. Uh-huh. Like, she's got Brazilian thighs.
Uh-huh. She worked on those thighs.
Yep.
Squats like a motherfucker.
Would have increased the thigh.
China girl can do that with enough body mass.
Why not?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think anybody can do that with enough training.
I mean, she looks like she's got some childbearing hips.
Hello? So you just compound that now. We add on the muscle now.
Still. No. Her thighs are bigger than Blanca's.
Are they?
No, really?
Really?
Kind of. In proportion. Like, you look how tiny Chun-Li's body is.
Google this shit.
I know she has like ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Uh-huh.
Right, so I guess next game we're going to play is Street Fighter.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Or Marvel versus Street Fighter.
Cannot be Blanca's thighs are bigger.
He's in proportion. Now look at Chun-Li.
Yeah.
Like, Chun-Li. This is some weird male fantasy.
Wait, hold up.
What?
When I typed Chun-Li just now, the first thing that came up was Chun-Li Mortal Kombat. So someone's actually...
Or no, it's either that or Google is listening.
Look at those thighs. That's redonkulous.
Okay,
that's some black girl magic in a Chinese girl.
Well,
what
I mean,
fuck is this?
I don't know what is.
What
that?
Is? Look, I mean, I don't want to look at that. It's fine.
Is there a lantern? What is that?
I don't
is
want
that
to.
A cup of coffee?
I don't want to look at that. Right. I mean,
holy, yeah.
No. She kicked the coffee from Blanca's head.
Okay. Look, guys. Look. Look. I mean, you know, like game designers are not exactly known to use a lot of sense when they design female characters.
Dead or alive?
Yes, exactly. So you know, like I don't.
But anyway, coming back to Mortal Kombat.
Yes, Mortal Kombat.
Does not have Chun-Li.
But she was great in it.
Yeah. She would have been amazing.
Wait, is she in it? She's not, but she was great in it.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that.
You know,
I
want to be a contender.
I agree with you.
Why is Chun-Li doing on the waterfront?
Okay, coming back to Cole Young, I agree with you in the sense that I think his character could have been more, but... Time, I don't know.
Because it feels like adding on too much stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I get the idea, like, okay, someone that's not known so that everyone has an entryway.
And I'm sorry, but I knew it was a descendant of Scorpion from the beginning. Ooh, yellow gloves. Who could this be?
Really?
I got that from the Yellow Glove.
Okay,
I'm
okay.
Sorry,
so, but... okay, I know we're talking as if I assume that I know a lot of... I actually don't know That's a lot fine. Of Mortal Kombat. Mm. So, like, when, but, okay. you know, like, Kano... I didn't know Kano had a superpower. I didn't even know who Kano was.
Fucking yeah. Kano.
But anyway, we'll get to Kano.
Yeah. We'll get to Kano in a minute.
Yeah, with Cole... Okay.
But I knew Cole wasn't a character, like, yeah. as an, like, yeah. an existing Definitely. Franchise.
Extremely
But
new.
For the character that he was portraying to me, he was just too young and pretty. I know he's got Asian genes, so maybe he's older than that.
There's a lot of pretty boys.
No, but here's the thing. He's too... To me, he was too young and pretty to be believable as someone who used to be a champ and is now washed out.
Ah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I was like, how short was his career that he's now here?
And also...
And everyone talking about you used to be good, like, you just don't listen. And I'm like,
and
how
I didn't
quickly
realize...
did he fuck things up? Like, Joe Rogan is probably like, oh, he was terrible.
And at
In
first,
fact, if they cut to Joe Rogan doing it, it would at least legitimize. If I heard Joe Rogan say he had like a good 6 months, but then he fucked up. So, okay, so Joe said it was fine.
Like, he does look like a new fighter.
Yes.
And also,
yeah, I know. He looks extremely...
And also the little kid with him, I thought at first was his little sister.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
That's his daughter.
No,
like,
no, I only knew... I only got clued in with...
How young did he get married with?
Yeah, and then yeah. like... I thought it was like his sister until like I saw the subtitles. Hey, please, subtitles, please. Half a second later, please. Okay? The Malay subtitles. Half a second later. I can read the whole line, you know. Please.
You know, and the wife's young and she's and the wife's young and the wife's at the point like I can't watch his games any his fights anymore.
Anymore. And I'm like,
it's like he looks like he just started.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that many battle scars.
And some more the fact that the
right?
the ring what do you call the guy? The manager? The
Oh no, that guy was the gym owner. Oh,
yeah,
so
like
the promoter.
This
or whatever.
Is the punching bag. So it's like it's clear that he was there always to sort of get punched, and he can take punches.
Yeah,
but he doesn't look like a guy who has been taking punches.
And I'm not
for
saying
a while.
That a young guy can't be a bum fighter, but
no,
like
but,
Rocky, that is based on that.
Yeah,
Rocky's young. And Sylvester Stallone is like early 20s,
and he looks like he's
yeah.
been fighting a while.
Mm. That's the thing. He looks like he's gone through some
and he's
shit.
Taken
yeah.
some beatings,
and he
yeah.
can't like you know be a contender.
It could have been a contender.
Can you imagine they wanted James Caan for that role?
What?
Rocky. Or Robert Redford. Or like, fuck no, not Robert Redford.
No.
James Caan might have been like, was this
no.
straight off of Godfather? Yeah. That's why they wanted him.
No, but Stallone was like, it's me or nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wrote this.
Yeah.
Robert Redford?
No.
Too pretty.
Robert
pretty.
Redford's great, but I don't believe that freckle boy.
The Sundance Kid? No.
Has been through that many fights and still kind of like, yeah, no. And the same thing, like, dude, you're a great fighter.
Yes.
And in the right role, it'd be great. Just this one, just, I wasn't buying it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's Mortal Kombat, so just take me to where we need to go, and I'll be fine.
Like,
but,
like okay. salt, like keep, like, we've got tons of, lots of pinches of salt.
Yeah.
Yes.
But
suspension,
first,
lots of belief has been suspended for this
first
movie.
First 10 minutes of the film, the whole Scorpion and Sub-Zero thing.
In Japan.
It made me go, I want to see a full-blown movie of their origins.
Right?
Yes. Of them.
Yes.
I'm
right?
sorry, the chemistry between the two of them, the two actors, holy shit.
What was
I'm
his
like,
name? What was his name?
I had
John
no
Taslim
idea,
and...
No. Like, his name in... As in, like, his name... The character's name.
Ken Watanabe.
No.
But in the game, were they two ninjas of different countries? I always thought it was, like...
That one, I'm not sure.
I kind of remember something where they used to be bros...
I thought they came
bros?
From the same martial arts
like the
school
same clan?
Or something, yeah.
Or are we thinking of Ryu and Ken from Street Fighter?
I don't know,
but
this origin, like, Joe Taslim was fantastic as Sub-Zero.
Until Chun-Li popped up.
Fuck's sake. And then,
where is Joe Taslim from? Because you speak as if you know him.
Yeah.
Indonesia. And the raid? He was a fucking amazing... That's
hey.
When I first...
Hey, wait, what?
I first saw him in the raid. Him
the dude
and-
Indonesian, huh?
Yes!
Ah!
Hey! Yeah. Indonesia represents Southeast Asia! Yay!
Him and Iko Uwais, I think.
Awesome banget!
Yeah.
Awesome banget!
I'm sorry, but you need to watch The Raid. If you haven't seen The Raid, you especially, actually.
Have you not seen The Raid?
Have you seen The Raid?
Yeah, I saw the double bill at the Prince Charles
A
and
whole
laughed my
bunch
head
of the versions of The Raid that I had were dubbed. And I'm not fucking watching it dubbed.
I'll pass
especially
you mine.
Since it's Indonesia. I finally sorted it out now, but I haven't
okay.
got time.
But
yeah, the first time I wanted to watch it, and I was just like, and what are you doing? I'm like, fuck no!
Ken, I'm sorry, I cannot, like, when I first...
They even dubbed his prayer whilst he's praying.
Allah, mashallah.
And I'm like, I don't need to hear the VO guy going Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
I hate it when they do that. I'm like, why do you need to, like, okay, like Ronnie Cheng, I love you bro, like Ronnie Cheng, like he just popped this video on the Daily Social Distancing Show and talk about sepak takraw. He calls it sepak takraw, and I'm like,
hey bro,
go Malaysian, go boleh tak sepak.
He's Malaysian. Wait, he's Malaysian and he said that?
He's CPAC. Malaysian
but studied
CPAC
in Singapore.
Dacro.
So maybe the Singaporean.
Oh, really?
You studied in England. Oi, kima! Cakap betul-betul boleh lah.
And I mean, right. His Australian
accent. I grew
accent.
Up in UK, not Ulu Klang, United Kingdom. I don't say CPAC Takro. I don't call it that jolly game that the natives play with the fucking. They take a wicker basket, you see? And join them in two to make a ball. And then they kick it.
With their legs. It's like leg volleyball.
But they're wearing long skirts and hold it in the middle, you see. Yes, these funny natives, they're playing it barefoot.
Okay, anyway, back to
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Let's see what happens when we give them a rubber ball. Oh, but, shit, they're good at cricket.
But okay, we get Cole Young, and then who has a very... He has a daughter.
Yeah, and apparently he's so shit... like in recent years that he's a punching bag, and the daughter has seen him fight for so long,
and
she can be her cut guy.
The daughter knows what he should be doing instead. Like, she could, yeah. You could have taken, man. You could uppercut.
Yeah, the daughter's literally saying what people say behind people who play Mortal Kombat. Like, she's not doing, like, you know, major, like, moves like an MMA ring manager. You know, just like, uppercut, back, forward. And so Cole goes in, looks like he's going to win, but he loses because...
Of course, it's punching bag.
Yes.
No, a part of me is like, was he meant to throw the fight? I don't think he was.
No, he
to.
Wasn't meant to throw the fight. He just sucks now.
Okay.
Because he has bad dreams.
Why?
Yeah.
Of...
Scorpion.
Someone.
Of his great-granddaddy.
Someone.
Yeah.
Who's... I'm sorry, like, even with the Scorpion Mars, I'm like, bro, your eyes are so piercing.
Yes.
You
yeah,
know,
actually.
Every time we cut... to hell with Scorpion in there.
Like,
gee, I wonder who this is.
You won't remember my face.
Yes.
Like, this is
speaking in
eyes.
Japanese.
Oh, I love that. I love that line. You don't remember my face.
I'm like, when he said that, I'm like, this is going to come back. And that fight, I'm sorry. But
what, the
first,
end?
No, the opening fight. The opening fight when you see the Scorpion
the ninja
that's
rope,
coming out.
Yes.
And you see when he
I
takes
like how they set up his
the
moves.
Scorpion spear.
Yeah.
And this is it. Right from the get-go, I'm like...
I still didn't know he was Scorpion, but it doesn't matter.
It's okay.
I mean, for people who know, it's like... Ah! If I could have screamed in the hall, I would have screamed when he took that. Actually, not even that. When he took the blade to, like, you know, when the wife was doing
it.
I was like, that's Scorpion spear.
That's an odd spade.
I guess...
You people must be poor.
No. It's like, I guess you are ex-ninjas.
And then
this is what we call foreshadowing.
Yes. And with the kid and the wife, I'm like, no. And then when you see Sub-Zero pop up, I'm like, no.
And they froze him.
That was quite...
He's cold as ice. You did not see that coming? So anyway, Jimmy Olsen from Supergirl pops up.
For fuck's sake.
I had no idea the mustache, and he bulked up his body, but the mustache.
Wait, really?
It's Jimmy Olsen from Supergirl.
Yes. You didn't realize.
No.
It's Jimmy Olsen.
Wait, what?
Did we lock the front door?
I don't know.
I'm just going to check.
Yeah,
I'm going to let that linger.
Yeah.
Jimmy Olsen.
Oh my God, it
from
is. It is McCann Brooks.
Yes.
Even I didn't recognize him until Eva said, it's Jimmy Olsen. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, he bulked up. But
I mean, honey, you were hot in Supergirl, but
Oh, okay.
Wait, you didn't like him until you...
No. I'm like, you know, like...
I like you now that you're buff.
No. I don't like buff guys. I preferred him. I preferred him, like, in Supergirl. Okay. But, like, I'm like, damn, son, you really worked out. You really filled out that frame, honey. He's not here, lah, so I don't know. I'm going to fill out the space, right?
That is true.
Yeah, so then we get Jimmy Olsen coming in here looking all buff and shit, like gaining God knows how many pounds.
Yeah.
And like, you know.
I feel like he got taller.
I know, he did. And like, you know, like bringing the fire. Like, just totally like, just nonchalantly taking out the gun after they've escaped from Sub-Zero the first time.
It's once you take out the mustache in your head, then you're like, oh shit, it is him.
Even but even with the, in this
weren't
photo,
you little pretty boys in little YA shoots? Like this, oh god, yeah. Even there, he still looks like Jimmy Olsen.
Yeah,
yeah. But in this, it's in like
the, like, yeah. If you did not tell me, I would totally, like, absolutely skip my mind.
But he's,
you
know, like, hey.
So he pops up. I was like, and okay,
you have a mark.
No, it's kind of creepy. Being in a place with a lot of sweaty men and some dude's like, hey, what a nice tattoo you got there. Oh, it's a birthmark.
Oh. But I'm sorry.
And I'm like,
bro,
stop looking at my nipple.
But I don't believe for a second that this is a birthmark. That it's a perfectly formed dragon shape with a circle. What fucking birthmark looks like that?
Didn't you see Naked Gun 2.5 when there was a birthmark of Whistler's mother? Now on Netflix.
But yeah, that you really had to suspend your
disbelief. Mortal Kombat,
on that one.
Also on Netflix, the original movie.
Yes.
Wait, is Annihilation there too?
No. But the original is.
Yes.
With Christopher Lambert as Raiden.
Okay. This is going to be controversial.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
I strangely prefer Christopher Lambert's performance as Raiden.
Because he was hamming it up to no end.
No, I mean, because he was like, he was kind of doing a bit low-key. Like, he's a cheeky god.
Yeah.
Yes.
Cheeky god of lightning.
Yes.
This one was like...
Damn serious. It is super serious.
Which I mean...
And a dick.
A bitla.
You know?
Was he?
Yeah, you know, with Cole, it's like, oh, you have no power. Fuck off.
Yes.
And then later on, I tell you to fuck off so you get your power. Yeah, I am clever.
So smart, right? Thank you for helping my fighter love. Find his arcana.
Very tough love.
No, it's like, you fuck off, and there's Goro. You
because he needed the push.
Yeah.
To get his sort of Green Lantern looking uniform.
So basically, in a nutshell,
we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
They go off to eat. Chup Jilo comes. I love saying Chup
Jilo.
And then, oh, look, it's snowing. And like,
it's snowing. And then like, oh, look,
it's not fucking snowing.
Run.
I know what's coming.
I'm like, run, motherfucker.
And then
run.
Jax pops up. Is like, run! They run.
Get in the car!
I'll hold them off. Go to this very specific address that you did not write down.
Yeah.
And find Sonya Blade.
No. Keep the family safe first, yes. And then go get... Because at first I thought that he would just bring them to Sonya. Like, you know, because that would be safe. But no, he brings them to another, like...
A remote farmhouse.
Farmhouse somewhere.
I guess it's their home.
Or...
Which I'm like, hey man, you know, for someone who's fighting poor, you got land. You know,
you have real estate. They all have a cabin somehow.
Yeah. And then they go over to Sonya Blade. Jax loses his arms because he tries to shoot Sub-Zero and it goes badly.
But that bit when Sub-Zero just like freezes and it kicks him off the ledge. I'm like,
oh my God.
Sub-Zero, I'm sorry, but Joe Taslim, you are fucking amazing. I'm like, you've been awesome since the raid and now even this is like, I do not want to fuck with you.
No, of course. Yeah. Of course.
I mean, his presence is just...
And he's got crazy eyes all over.
Even when he was just walking as Sub-Zero, bringing down the fucking ice on the road, is like... Sub-Zero's fucking terrifying. Yep. Fucking powerful.
As he's meant to be.
Yeah. Especially the move that most of you have seen in the trailer, where it's like, I'm gonna shoot you, oh, fuck that.
Which I did not realize the first Mortal Kombat had too. But not as spectacular.
Yeah, not as spectacular.
Of course not.
So, Jax is... Wait, armless.
So at this point, have we
he's armless.
Have we seen our second Southeast Asia represent already by now? We've seen Shang Tsung, right? Because Shang Tsung
Chin Han.
No, they haven't gone to Outer World or whatever.
They haven't flashed back to Outer World yet?
I think we have. We have gone to Outer World already.
No, you gotta meet Sonya Blade first. To Miss Exposition.
Right.
To explain basically the opening crawl of the Mortal Kombat video game.
And by the way, there's Kano in the corner.
Yeah. Tied up. No.
By the way, could you just look up, what else has Sonya Blade been in? She looked a lot like a girl on Buffy.
Kylie Minogue.
Jessica McNamee.
She's not Anya, right? No, that's not Anya.
That's not Anya. It's not Anya. Anya. Anya is not. I love it.
She looks very familiar. And yeah. There's Kano at the side, who is the MVP. Kano is the MVP of Mortal
Kano.
Kombat.
Quite
la,
quite
la. Yeah.
She was in the Meg.
Okay, never mind. Okay.
she was in The Time of Our Lives.
Kano, like, I feel, is the...
You have an Australian
element.
Director, you're shooting in Australia, there's an Australian.
The most Australian.
Oh,
Australian.
He is Oz to the max.
I love him, he's amazing.
He gives Aussie Man a run for his money.
Aussie Man, eh?
He's just there to be a dick.
Like, literally, when
like, a legit... Like, he's just an asshole.
He's such, he's like, such an asshole. When Koya I love looks it.
At, when they're fighting, Koya goes, don't move.
And then after the exposition, like, Mortal Kombat, 4 years, the fight.
But I love...
Powers and join the realms, and they've been cheating for 9 competitions, so blah, 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 whatever. Then cut to, I used to give money to Gotham, but now I am Shang Tsung.
No, but what I love as well is how Koya goes, they spelt it wrong.
What?
Oh, combat.
What is that? They even spelt it wrong. I'm like...
Because they were made in the 90s where, you know, spelling things wrong.
With a K.
Was cool.
Yeah, with a K.
Even in Malaysia. Mat cool, kawan cool.
Was with a K.
There you go.
But, oh, yeah.
It was Pep 7-Up, right?
How did you...
Huh?
What?
How do you misspell 7-Up?
People were spelling it
S-E-V-E-N. Mat cool was for what?
Ice cream.
Oh.
Called Mat cool.
Yeah.
Oops.
You don't hear him outside every day?
No.
There's a mutt cool guy every day.
It's either that paddle pop.
Oh!
I prefer paddle pop.
Yeah, right? Hey! Anyway, so Chin Han appears as Shang Tsung. Can I just...
One last thing about mutt cool. You know what's disturbing to me about mutt cool?
What?
You get rid of all the ice and there's just this jelly tongue.
Oh, yeah. Especially the head of banana one.
I quite enjoyed the jelly.
It really looks like a tongue.
And when you start doing this.
Yeah, see, I didn't do that.
I ate her ice cream like a good girl.
We played
with ice cream. Like, look at it.
The natives, you see, they take the mud cool ice cream and then they shake it around as some sort of humorous activity. Twaddle, twaddle.
We should totally make that into a short.
Harumph.
Like, so, an animated short? Like, if you want to help us animate that, we can do that.
But anyway. Yeah, so there's Kano. He's an annoying Australian, which we love.
Yeah.
And then Shang Tsung says, gotta sort this shit out.
How did you find this Shang Tsung? I feel like he doesn't do much.
Mean? Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, in the game.
This was like the first... This is like the first Mortal Kombat Shang Tsung. He's just a dude.
This, yeah, right?
Dude.
We never see him do anything.
He takes someone's soul.
But that's it.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
other than order people around.
All we did. Yeah. But in the games, he's much, much more of an authoritative figure.
Yeah, because they haven't made young Shang Tsung yet.
Ah, that's true.
What?
With young Shang Tsung, with the mustache, with the Tang Long mustache.
Tang Long, the Fu Manchu, the really racist.
Well, this is like, Mr. Really. You do this, I general manager, essentially.
And then he sends
basically his role in all his other films.
Yeah.
Where he's like,
Except without a suit.
Where he delegates.
And he sends off, I'm assuming it's Reptile. Did they say his name?
No, they didn't, but yeah, you just
I mean, it's a big lizard, so I'm assuming it's Reptile. Because in some of the games it was a reptile, in some of them it was just a green Sub-Zero.
Yes!
That was a wonderful thing about the Mortal Kombat game. So
they just changed the color of the costumes. Because
they've literally recorded the one dude, right?
Yeah.
In that ninja outfit.
And so they reuse him for Sub-Zero, Scorpion, Reptile. The same reptile.
And they just changed the color.
Yeah.
You know, Smoke was a black costume.
Black one, yeah.
Scorpion is yellow.
Wasn't Noob Saibot? No, Noob Saibot was a sort of robot-looking thing, like Cabal. Yeah, Noob Saibot looked like Cabal without the red eyes.
Yeah. They've mixed a whole bunch of characters in this from, like, the first three, I guess. So, yeah, they send a lizard. Everyone's like, I can't see. Yeah, the lizard went invisible. It has to be Reptile.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, got to find the Reptile. Even Kano's looking for the Reptile.
And then Flair.
Stick it in!
Flare!
And the reptile's like, oh no!
He can see me now!
And then Kano rips his heart out, which was his fatality.
Yeah.
Okay, Kano that was the fatality wins. They allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's not human. Because he's an animal.
One could argue that the winged bitch that Kung Lao was fighting is not human as well.
Milena, wait, that was Milena, right?
No, I don't even know which version of Mortal Kombat. No.
No. Her name is Nitara.
Nitara.
Yes.
Yeah. Some winged creature.
Because that one and the other guy, I think, was the newer one. Yeah. Not really the classic one.
Yeah. I guess only his spit is acidic because, like, his blood is not acidic.
No, he's not a alien.
Yeah, like, even right now I'm playing Mortal Kombat on my phone, Mortal Kombat 11 on Android,
You can connect 11? To
console. Yeah, it's on Android.
I played 10 like a motherfucker, and then I was fucking freemium games that get you with the fucking add-ons.
And Reptile is like,
okay,
he just spits in your face and, oh, poison. Yeah. But what I love about the film, especially sort of fan service, is that all the fucking catchphrases are in this film. Kano wins, fatality. But the one I was disappointed in, where the fuck was my toasty?
That was a bit tough.
I just want one person to suddenly just come
out. Okay, they could have put it in the credits, maybe. As the credits are going up.
I mean, there was nothing in the credits,
I stayed the whole way through. There's no post-credits. There's no one in the credits going, toasty. Yep, nothing.
So long story short, Reptile comes. Kano fights him. Rips his heart out. Kano wins. You fucking beauty. then, you know, take a plane, jump out of it. Try and find this temple.
Yeah.
And, okay, the thing that amazes me about this movie... Man, there's a lot of desert in Australia.
Was it all shot in Australia?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I know there's a lot of sand in Australia. It's just...
I mean, the whole central part of Australia is just a barren desert.
I know, it's just... I don't think... You know, you see it in Mad Max, but Mad Max is like this, you know... This one, I'm just like, shit, dude, this is location, isn't it?
No, I mean, let's say what, Outworld? Do you mean Outworld? Yeah.
And then, like, when they have that shot of like Liu Kang and all of them on the top of the valley, and then there's just massive, just
oh,
like,
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, Liu Kang pimps in, and okay. Liu Kang is way too fucking pretty.
Yeah.
That dude is a
Ludi
pretty
Lin.
Motherfucker.
Let's take a moment to talk about Ludi.
And not only is he pretty, but the way he's playing Liu Kang.
I know, I cannot. It's no, so right? poser.
Ludi Lin and... The actor playing Kung Lao.
Max Huang.
So
Kung Lao,
pretty.
Okay, Kung Lao not so much.
Kung Lao, okay.
Because
at
of
least...
Liu Kang and his character performance, I'm like, my God, so many girls want this guy to be their husband right now.
I'm like, no, I mean...
Not boyfriend. Husband.
I'm like, Ludi, what is up with the... the amount of times he goes... Boom,
and then you think, okay, sash, I'm maybe like, it's just a skinny pretty boy. Then he takes his shirt off. Motherfucker's ripped.
Yes.
Actually, it's Bruce Lee.
His
ripped.
Shoulders.
No, he's been ripped in Power Rangers.
Nah, this dude looks
no,
bigger than a Power Ranger.
Yeah.
What?
I think he's bulked bigger. Up a bit. Yeah.
Probably. I would not be surprised.
You know, because in the Power Rangers, he doesn't get to be so naked.
No. In the new Power Ranger movie.
Still.
Okay.
Because they were supposed to be teenagers. This one, he's like...
This
I'm
is an
Liu
adult.
Kang.
Because even...
I'm constantly atoning.
Bro, the way he talked, I'm like, so like, constantly slightly constipated. Like, but I'm like, you know, like, so, I'm like, yeah, Ludi.
Wait, but it didn't work for you? It didn't make you go like, oh, I want him to have my babies.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
I thought it would.
No.
Because even for the film, in terms of his body, it had to sort of... That's why I immediately thought of Bruce Lee, because at the end of the day, Liu Kang was sort of based on Bruce Lee. That's why he sounds
every
like
every fighting
he does.
Video game had a Bruce Lee clone.
Yeah, this was the Bruce Lee clone.
Like in Street Fighter, it was Fei Long?
Okay.
Which one is Fei? Okay, because I know like if I pronounce it wrong, I'm saying Fat Dragon.
Yeah?
It's Flying Dragon.
Fei.
Okay. And then Tekken was... Who's the Bruce Lee clone in Tekken? There was definitely a Bruce Lee clone in Tekken.
This is my question. They had names in Tekken.
Fei Long.
Yeah, Fei Long.
Yeah. I know there was a Bruce Lee and a Jackie Chan character in Pokemon.
What?
What?
Yeah.
What?
They dedicated it
Bruce
to...
Bruce Lee Mon and Jackie Mon?
It was called... Hitmon Lee was the Bruce Lee one.
Oh, the character, the train. Oh,
that was
Hitmon
Lee. And then the Jackie Chan one. What was the Jackie Chan one called?
Wait,
Hitmon Chan. So Hitmon Chan and Hitmon Lee. Those are for Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, so they meet Liu Kang. I am so zen. And so.
Nothing can.
Yeah. Beautiful flowing hair.
Cannot.
I
felt glistening muscles.
Before acting, like Ludi was like an
I used
entirely...
to be a bad person, and now I'm so good, so good. You know,
Ludi, like was like he was in another movie. Like he was from another movie.
But
you know what I mean?
It, you know, it fucking worked for some.
I mean, for the dynamics.
Yeah.
And then you have Kung Lao, who
just like silent motherfucker. Like,
but they're playing this weird dynamic where like, yeah, we're related, but he's so much better than me. Because he was chosen, and he's so much better, and he has a hat. And Kung Lao's like, I'm Kung Lao.
I know,
yeah,
like...
The amount of times it, with the hat, like...
I got a hat, motherfucker. You know. Who else was there? Oh, Raiden, who's Lord just being Raiden. Like
stoic, like super, like super serious.
Stoic is not even the word. It's he's like, just like, and it looks you guys all suck.
I know.
Walks away.
Yeah,
I better learn some shit. We only got a few days. Walks away.
And then looks at Sonya Blade.
And you guys like, are still. Yeah, Sonya Blade.
Sonya is like, you're not chosen. You're not chosen. Fuck off. I'm like, what the fuck?
But I put them all together. What do you want? A cookie?
I can, you know what? I felt the most of Sonya's journey because she and Jax, you know, uncovered this thing.
Yeah.
And then they are the ones gathering the fighters. And I'm like, and you're telling her, like, she's...
But why is she so invested in it? That bit I don't really get.
Do you need to?
I mean, I would have liked to. It's like, otherwise she's just a really curious soldier who broke protocol to chase a fucking random thing.
Because she and Jax are like... Ow.
The second I heard it, I was like, wow, she's got a tough chat. No, she doesn't. No, she doesn't. So anyway, yeah, they train to find their Akana.
Yes,
Akana.
Because Akana means fat. No, wrong movie.
to find their Akana, and then Kano just wants superpowers.
It's basically martial arts puberty.
Yeah.
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 And the way they get Kano to get the powers is just piss him off.
I know, I love it. I'm like, oh, you guys knew what you were doing. Okay, then.
I've got a fucking laser.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like,
oh, laser on. Wow,
I fucking knew it.
And then, who else? Jax, they give him like
the most scrawny, the most scrawny mechanical arms.
First off, I'm like, wow, these monks know engineering.
Right. Very, very, very high tech.
Very good.
I'm sure it's
they
high
put
tech.
Bolts. Into somewhere, and then, but I think they're like, Westerner arm, we don't have the parts. We got Asian arm, this guy too tall. just put first. Okay, I put first, but very small, boss, I tell you, very small. You put first, lah. You need to find his account, put first. Okay, put first, then put first. Hey, quite stupid looking.
Wasn't the arm like a bit above the hips?
And he's like, trying to eat, and he looks like a T-Rex. You know, fucking.
This is not me, Sonya. Like, this is not me.
But actually,
he couldn't reach his dick, man. He can't even hold his own dick to piss. Until he found his Akana, which just gave him bigger.
Well, okay, so now we've got Raiden,
and like, we find out that basically Shang Tsung's been rigging the game this whole time, and for then, some reason Raiden isn't going to the referees.
Yeah,
and say.
Because
referees
are absentee landlords.
Yeah. Raiden's kind of like, oh, I'll get you back. And I'm like, they've won 9 out of 10.
Bro, it's
like, a bit late.
Yeah.
My fighters are shit. Give them some time. They will learn, hopefully. I don't have much faith in them, but they will do something.
I mean, you know, look, it's... Someone broke the rules, got referee, say like something.
For 9
no!
times.
Pride. Yeah. So they train, and at some point, they tell Cole, you suck.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Kudush, Raiden. Like, you fucking suck.
You know, and okay, at that point, a part of me was like, bro, like, and then like, he's like, you can go.
Go back
and
to then, your family.
And then he actually does go back to his family. And I'm like,
you know,
bro.
Yeah, I suck. I'll go home.
I'm like, bro, they will come after your family, you idiot.
Why can't you see what he's doing?
Yes.
And then Shang Tsung's like, okay, enough of this. Let's just cheat properly. So,
send Goro.
Here we go.
Send Prince Goro.
First is like, goes over like, we're going to fuck you all up. Cannot. I make force field.
Lightning force field.
Cabal's
which
like,
I don't know how it works.
Oh, Kano's there. I know him. He's a dick.
I will turn him for you.
Yes, I'll lure him with money. Hey, Kano, money.
All right.
So how did he stop the force field again?
He just broke the thing.
Oh, yeah, he just broke the stick.
I don't know.
Yeah. Kano took some stick and like...
Yeah, he just broke.
Went, ah! Laser.
Laser.
So then everyone comes in to fuck everyone up.
So
first match is Kung Lao versus Winged Lady.
Nitara.
Yes. Nitara.
And then,
which is a cool fight. Jax is fighting...
The other weird looking guy.
Cabal?
No.
Cabal was fighting Kung Lao. Yes, Cabal was fighting Kung Lao. I forgot Cabal had that super speed.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And they actually made Cabal look cool because...
Yeah. Cabal was fucking cool.
I never liked the robotic characters in the games. Like, as Mortal Kombat progressed, there were certain characters I just didn't like. Like, there was Cabal, which I was like, meh. And then they started bringing up the robots, which I was like, meh.
Yeah.
And then
robots
there was,
are not Mortal Kombat.
And then there was one guy who was a SWAT guy.
Like, there was one.
There's a fucking cowboy. I'm glad they didn't bring the cowboys. Like, oh, how are you gonna explain?
Wait, there was
a
McCree.
The Native American in that.
Oh yeah, in the montage, like,
I was like, hey,
we drew comic books of everything that's happened.
Yeah.
On these walls, so look.
Nightwolf, I think was his name.
Oh, I can't remember. He was in Mortal Kombat 4.
He was in Mortal Kombat Annihilation. Because they had that one moment. It's like, I will tell you story.
Yes,
story
and turn into bear.
Was it Nightwolf or was that? Because I know like Tekken also had.
But he turned
Native
into
American.
A bear. Why didn't he turn into a wolf?
Yeah, he's called Nightwolf.
Then why did
he
turn into
a bear? Your ancestors named you wrongly.
His real name is Grey Cloud.
Okay, la, better. Better.
But anyway.
So yes. So, and who also? So who's Jax fighting? Not Shang Tsung.
No, Jax was fighting
Kano. Ne?
No, Cabal. Wait.
Kano's fighting Sonya. Because Sonya finally manages. Because you find out him. If you kill someone with a birthmark, you get their birthmark.
Yes.
I mean, it's not a birthmark, but all right.
If you kill someone with the Mortal Kombat logo.
Yes. You get the logo.
Mortal Kombat logo.
So much like Pokemon, you have to defeat the other person. And then you get their cards.
Yes.
Yes.
So there you go. They're basically playing.
No, but
stack
she.
The cards up.
No, but oh. she loses that fight. Yeah, she gets crushed by the.
Oh yeah, because that's when Jax found his arcana and he
oh,
got
yeah,
his arms.
Oh yeah, then he fights her later and then gets
yeah,
them.
And all then right. squishes Lady's head, which we didn't get to
yeah,
see.
Yeah, Akana just gets. I mean, Akana. Jax just gets pushed off a cliff like a little
yeah.
bitch.
And then Liu Kang was fighting
Sub-Zero,
goodbye, right?
Chicken arms. No, Liu Kang was fighting.
Cabal.
Who was fighting Sub-Zero?
Sub-Zero was
Sub-Zero.
Raiden.
Was he playing Raiden?
Who killed Kung Lao?
Kung Lao?
Shang Tsung.
Shang Tsung ma?
Shang Tsung. Oh,
Shang Tsung
yeah,
literally
soul,
just walked
yeah.
up to him whilst he wasn't looking.
Yeah.
Which I'm like,
bro. Like, bro, you perception zero, huh? Perception zero, huh?
Yeah,
like,
I had very big rim, no, cannot see the sights.
No, and also, like, there were so many people around at that moment to stop him. I'm like can someone
yeah.
just
like,
fire
just
something?
Pimped over, like, he's looking over there, he's like, hey.
I'm gonna suck your soul.
Your soul is mine.
Like, I'm like, the fuck? So many of you, just do something.
And then this poor Kung Lao. Liu Kang. Liu Kang, like, no! That was a very sad moment, though. Like, oh.
But yeah, not getting to see Kung Lao's fatality really pissed me off.
Because
I was wondering about the warning you gave me, and so far I was like, they haven't cut anything. And then that moment, I was
and
like,
you know,
I want to see this.
You know the head's coming. You know it's going to start spinning. You know what the fuck's going
to
happen. Here it comes. Oh, for fuck's sake, LPN.
Oh, okay. I mean, I did feel that was missing. I was like, eh, okay lah.
And then back on Earth, which is called Earthrealm?
Earthrealm.
Very original.
I mean, it's called Earthrealm what?
Then they still. Are the Netherrealm, right?
Netherrealm,
yeah.
Other
that's
realm.
Outworld.
Outworld is where Shang Tsung is, right?
I
don't know lah.
Okay.
Asgard. So they send Goro over to Earth.
I feel Goro was so underused.
Yeah.
He was just there to
beat.
But the CG was pretty good. He looks a bit Ninja Turtles, but it's okay. Man. It works.
Because in Mortal Kombat, the film, he was like Prince Goro, Shang Tsung, like, this is his boss. In this one, it's like henchman.
Yeah, but he was also a Muppet.
What do you mean it's a Muppet?
You know what? In Mortal Kombat, the first one.
What?
I can live with it.
In the first movie?
Right. Yeah, the first movie.
Oh.
I can live with that,
Goro. Sunglasses. Those are $500 sunglasses, asshole. But yeah, so Goro comes because, you know, what better way to kill humans than to send a four-armed giant because your regular guys just won't do. And of course, it kicks off Izakana because Ohana means family and he's saving his family. So
yes.
Akana means I'm going to kick your ass, and he gets his Akana, which is basically a vest.
It's basically...
And some
sticks. It's the Green Lantern armor in gold.
Which Green Lantern armor?
Ryan Reynolds' Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Where he literally goes, look at this! Whoosh! Ching! Like,
no, it's that like dispersal of energy.
Yeah, it's
BS.
A big Black
like,
Panther.
But like you hit it and then he can like use the energy.
Will you stop
like,
hitting your chest? You're gonna bruise yourself.
Yeah, you don't have that.
Stop
armor.
That! You are not Kong.
You know, and then, like Black Panther, right? And I'm like, okay,
and to me,
sure.
When that happened, I honestly was like.
A bit underwhelming.
Yes.
Yeah, literally.
Because I know you're going to be a character in the game now.
Yes.
I'm not going to pick you.
Yeah,
like,
no.
You are a descendant of Scorpion.
Exactly.
And this is
what
you
have? I'm like...
Have a shield.
I assume you'll be at least something like Scorpion-like powers.
Would it be too much on the nose if he had a scorpion tail?
What? With the armor?
Yeah. Maybe. Would that be too on the nose? What would but he can like swing his butt. And... Is that... No?
Strangely enough, or, that feels like a very female thing to have.
I don't know. Claws? The fuck?
He does have the thing that comes out.
Sorry,
like,
segue. In terms of you're talking about claws, I just watched a film recently, Thunder Force on Netflix.
Oh, fucking Jason.
Jason Bateman is this character called Crab, and it's just Jason Bateman with crab claws, and who walks away like this.
This sounds like The Tick, but okay.
It's brilliant. But anyway, yeah, I think I would have wanted is like maybe he has something like the. The
something,
chains?
Yeah, something scorpion-like.
Or maybe even like, you know...
Fire?
Fire, maybe. Or even like, because he's an MMA fighter, give him gloves with chains.
Maybe.
He could beat the shit out of
something a little bit... It's weird.
Cooler. Because he's not very cool looking.
You were building up to it. You were expecting something more impressive.
And like,
and I honestly thought, because I wasn't sure whether homeboy from the opening was going to come back as scorpion, or if this was going to be the new scorpion.
Yeah, right?
Like he possesses his soul.
Yeah.
So I thought, oh... As the armor's building, oh, he's a new scorpion. It's like, just the Under Armour only.
I don't think I would have liked him to be a new scorpion.
Yeah.
Nah.
A bit too pretty.
Like if he was possessed by his granddad. So it's like, it's him, but like it's dual voices.
Maybe. But yeah.
But yeah, so.
We got what we got.
He gets his Akana and wins and heads back. And
then suddenly the portal opens. I need to go.
Yes. He goes over
and Raiden says, I told you so.
Yep.
Thank you, Shansong, for helping my fighter find his arcana.
And Jax has his arms, and everyone's like, "Hey, no!" Because at that point, by that point, doesn't Sonya? Oh no, still not.
No. Kano goes, then, "Hey, fuck y'all!"
And then they're like,
"I'm on the winning side."
Hey, you can send people anywhere, right? You can't interfere,
but you can send people anywhere.
Yeah, you can send people anywhere. So send us to all the. So you are going to be the random selector on the game. And pick our levels.
Yes.
And then we're going to go fight.
Yes. Yeah. So all the locations, all the backdrops that you have in the game.
So you get the bridge.
Yeah.
That bridge.
That bridge.
Where does Sonya... Oh, Sonya goes home to
go back
Kano,
to the trailer park.
Yeah.
And then just hides under the trailer and poking
I did not. I did not see that. I don't know why. I was like, like what?
Because that's how you defeat Kano.
Poke. It's like, get off me, you fucking...
You still owe me $3 million.
And kills him and gets powers. Jax who did Jax fight on the bridge?
The winged bitch.
She's dead already. Melina.
Eh? Oh, Melina.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Melina. With the teeth.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sonya was fighting Melina the first time.
Yeah, and then she did the
Because when she tasted the blood, you were not chosen. You are unworthy for me to be fought with. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Just like...
And Sonya's just like, y'all are really screwing up my self-image right now.
Can you stop? I know I'm not the chosen one. Can you stop doing this, please?
This is like being the other guy in Harry Potter.
Ooh.
Ron Weasley?
No, the dude who could have been Harry Potter, but isn't Harry Potter.
What?
The goofy-looking kid that grew up handsome.
Oh, Neville Longbottom.
Neville
Longbottom. Okay. Why? Yeah, Sonya Blade is Neville Longbottom.
Why is he Neville Longbottom?
Because everyone's just like, oh, you're not the chosen one. Oh, no. You like Neville.
Never mind, listen.
Okay, let's fast forward a little bit because I really want to talk about the last fight.
Wait, so then Liu Kang went to fight who?
Liu Kang went to fight Sub-Zero.
And
Sub-Zero went to fight
what's his face?
Cole went to fight Sub-Zero.
Liu
Kang...
Fought someone.
Was Liu Kang? No,
because he managed to do this. Did he fight Cabal again?
Yeah, because he went. He fought Shang Tsung because he said flawless victory for Kung Lao. Oh no, fatality for Kung Lao.
No, he didn't fight Shang Tsung. Shang Tsung was still alive at the end.
Yeah.
Then who would have? But then he said fatality for Kung Lao.
No, for Liu Kang. I'm talking about Liu Kang. Where did they send Liu Kang?
I don't know, but there was the dragon. That's when he said.
Yeah, he fought. Oh shit, yeah, so there was a dragon, so he was. It must be Cabal. Yeah, no, it's Cabal because he. Cabal's so fast and he's like, quicksand, bitch!
Oh, yes!
Yes,
and that's
what
fatality.
And now, dragons!
Yeah, I know. And I didn't understand that bit because, tiba-tiba ada quicksand. Tiba-tiba, so convenient, ada quicksand.
In the game when Cabal's just stuck in the sand!
Yeah!
We have solved it.
Yes.
Yes.
Ah.
In the background, he's in the summer.
Yes. Oi. Oi. Oi.
For context, please watch our video about Mortal Kombat.
Coming soon.
So yeah, and then of course, Sub-Zero is at the gym.
Oh, this sequence.
To fight Cole.
Yes.
Yes. And then before that, Raiden gave him the thing. I don't know what it's called. The shinobi thing. The spade.
Yeah. This belonged to your great grandfather.
And he tucks it into his back.
Yeah. Which is going to go down your crack.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know. Like, why would you? Never mind.
So they get into the MMA fighting.
Yeah. So he's frozen his wife and child. You know, so he's all like, let him out!
Yeah, I did like...
And he nope, not enough power.
Yeah.
And then he
fights Sub-Zero and then he takes out the thingy.
And then as he touches it...
And then you hear... No. What I fucking love is when I was waiting the whole movie and then suddenly... Dun, 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 dun. I'm like...
And then the fucking thing goes... Boom. Close up of Scorpion. Get over here!
Like...
I speak English now.
No, it's like, that is the only line of English I will speak in the entire movie.
And then Sub-Zero looks fucking terrified. Oh, it's a shutter. Oh,
okay. Yeah. We were fucking terrified.
So Sub-Zero looks terrified that Scorpion has a turn.
Hey, give up! You're dead!
It's like, and then, do you remember this face?
Oh, when he took off the mask, I'm like,
And he's all like, you know, you thought you sent me to hell. No, I made hell my bitch! I was chilling there getting a tan waiting for you.
And that fight sequence between the two of them seeing Sub-Zero.
Taste my fire! Until his face burns off. Like, And meanwhile, in the background,
Cole Young is just like, you know? I must get my family out.
And Scorpion's like, it is just like my family.
Yes. Yes.
And then Sub-Zero has the winning hand for a bit.
Yeah.
Because he does that one move, the fucking ice wall. Fuck you!
Through the ice wall.
And then, turn your blood to a blade. Fuck you! And this is all in the trailers anyway.
Yeah.
That's one thing. Okay, the trailers, like, yes, the trailers get you hyped, but you showed a bit too much of the Scorpion versus Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
I know you need it to get people hyped, but...
Nice surprises are always good.
Yeah.
You know,
some of those moves I wish I didn't see yet.
That get over here, I wish would have been left in the film. Because I mean, like, that line is iconic to Scorpion. And I feel like... In the trailer, if you were shown Scorpion and Sub-Zero fighting, and then just leave us guessing.
Yeah.
Is he going to say, is he not? Is he? So when he does, it's like...
Unless he's like, you know, fight dealer!
Oh, but I'm so... Even though it was in the trailer, that fight sequence really fucking paid off.
That is fight sequence that beats all of them.
I mean, yes. I mean, that's what everyone's coming to watch.
Right? Yeah,
Scorpion, I mean, everyone sees Sub-Zero versus Scorpion.
I mean, it's the classic. It's the classic show off of Mortal Kombat, right?
And what fatality did he use? Was it the burning, the face burning, or something else?
I think he used. I can't remember.
At one point, didn't somebody take? Oh yeah. Because
then they Cole and Scorpion tag teamed for a while.
Yes, they did.
Yes, they tag teamed to defeat Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
And then Sub-Zero dead. Everyone happy, but they still haven't had that tournament yet.
Yes, they still haven't.
This is all still pre-game.
Yes.
So they still haven't had the actual Mortal Kombat tournament.
Mm.
And actually, okay.
And for some reason, because of all that shit, Raiden's like, so the fight is postponed for a while. Can find other fighters first as they blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, Shansu is like, okay, agree. Let's go back.
Yeah.
And then
fight properly later.
and then we see Cole Young with his family again. And then now they're back at the MMA ring, which is melted.
Do you want another fight? He's like, no, I got to go to Hollywood.
We all know where he's going.
When it happened, there were a few people in front, the BuzzPop TV boys and a few others. They were like, Hollywood. They know what's coming. It's like,
I mean,
Johnny Cage.
Siap dengan poster Johnny Cage.
Just in case.
You know what?
I actually would have preferred it if they didn't show the poster. It's like, I'm going to Hollywood. Then Mortal Kombat fans will be like, and then other like non-Mortal Kombat fans like,
hey?
Oh, he's going to be an actor, is he?
Yeah.
Like, no! Johnny fucking Cage! To everyone, when the trailer came out that said, where's Johnny Cage? Tunguski la, wait la, there's a reason.
Because I think if Johnny Cage was there, so there would have been too many people.
Huh?
Yeah.
There would have been too many people if Johnny Cage
And it's
there.
Like, who would you bring for the second film?
Yeah.
Mm. Of the classic characters, you've got most of the classic characters except Johnny Cage. Mm. So in the second film, it's like, if they don't have that line about the $500 glasses, I'm like...
Yeah, right. I'm curious who they're going
to
get.
To play Johnny Cage? Nicolas Cage.
No.
But he needs to be a bit of a pre-boy.
No, it has to be a bit Hollywood.
John Bernthal is...
Okay.
No, but very...
Back when he was younger, because I don't think he'd want to do it now, Fantastic Four era Chris Evans would have been perfect.
Yes, would have been.
You know, okay, he's basically doing his character from Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, essentially. Because Johnny Cage is sort of very charismatic, sort of pretty boy, sort of like, I've got it all.
And he's supposed to be a Poyo actor, but he joins Mortal Kombat to prove, like, look, it's I'm not a fighter, just the okay. stunt stuff, I'm an actual legit fighter. Does Jean-Claude Van Damme have a kid? Because you know that role was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Well, I think...
Because he does the splits.
I think Baby Russell is not pretty boy
Wyatt
enough.
Russell?
Hmm.
One of the kids from Karate Kid, from Cobra Kai. No, they're too young.
No, that's too young.
Ah, just Johnny from Cobra Kai.
Oh, yes! Oh, yes! Yes!
That would work!
Fuck, that would work,
Oh,
yes.
You heard it here first.
Yeah. Dreamcasting has started.
Because after Cobra Kai, y'all are even more going to think he's Johnny from Cobra Kai.
Yes.
So if Johnny, I don't even know your real name, I'm so sorry. But Johnny... If you want to keep sweeping the leg, but not be called... Well, not be called Johnny Cobra Kai.
Or you can be called Johnny Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, Johnny Cage has a better ring to it.
Yeah.
And it's still a C. You don't have to change any initials.
Yep.
You can still, you know, like, keep all your embroidered underpants if that's what you do. But...
Okay.
Okay.
You know?
JC.
I mean, JC. He has an actual name.
Yes. Johnny Cobra Kai.
But okay, I want to ask you guys this. Like, did you know it was the end? Like, yeah.
Ending.
Yeah, I also was like, oh, finish.
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, that was incredibly quick.
Really?
Like, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
It is a fast moving movie.
Yeah, it is very fast.
Even the chill moments are not that chill.
Yeah.
Like, when they're eating.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a chill moment. It's like,
but we're going to use it for plot anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kano, you suck. I don't fucking suck. Say it to my face.
You suck.
Lasers. And then credits roll and we get our Techno Inferno 2021.
This one isn't even a techno. Like, this is like some modern EDM. I preferred the techno beat. I preferred the hard Euro house techno fucking bam, 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 bam.
No, what I see,
you know,
is,
where people dance like Baron Zemo and shit.
Baron Zemo and Dangdut. Have you guys all seen Baron Zemo and Dangdut?
Now, right now on YouTube, everyone's just putting different music. 90s house tracks.
It was bound to happen. It was fucking bound to happen.
I love Daniel Brühl. Daniel Brühl is doing such amazing
job. Did you know
job.
He's half Spanish?
No.
I can see it.
Yeah
he's I can half see it. I was like, oh. Because I was watching an interview. Like, he says people find it weird when he starts pulling flamenco moves when he dances.
Where was that in fucking...
I think they were probably like, that's not Zemo enough.
No, this.
Yeah, because Zemo. Because that is the international dance symbol for Germans.
I'm sure Daniel had so much...
I'm sorry, this whole series, he's having a lot of fun.
I could check out Daniel Machukukene.
But we will talk about that show later.
I think we'll talk about the show when it's...
Yeah, because only two more episodes.
Yeah, because only two episodes.
We'll just
finish
off first and then we'll talk about
it. But yes, that was Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
Which is clearly setting up for a second Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
Inshallah. Yeah. I still think Ludi is ludicrously
pretty.
Pretty.
Well, hey, if that floats your boat.
Yeah.
You know?
I fucking enjoyed it. I would watch it again. Like, I feel like this is a movie.
I definitely want to watch it again uncensored.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm waiting for it to come on HBO Max and then find a copy of it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, with the censorship, it's annoying because, a lot of times, like Deadpool, they even censored the first Deadpool, like the opening credits, because of the slow-mo. So you really have time to look at, there's a giant gaping wound in a butthole.
Yes.
But if it's fast-moving, okay, let it pass.
Yeah.
Right? But this one, it's the way it's designed for those fatalities.
Mm.
The fight is a build-up to the fatalities.
Yeah. And then when
so
it doesn't
really
happen, it's like,
eh. Okay, like,
Patong's theme.
Mm. Yeah, a bit.
I do like the orchestral version of the theme song.
Right, the one in the trailer.
The orchestral version is nice. Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't like the beat of the end credits version. It was too chill.
My hair was like, I'm out.
Yeah. It has to hit hard.
Yeah.
It has to warrant Shang Tsung going, Liu Kang.
But it's difficult to live up to because that's such an iconic piece.
They should have just done a metal version.
Like, I, you know what?
In fact, you know what? I bet you someone's done a metal version. I'm going to find it.
No, just put the original one back in. Just fucking use the original one. Look,
when they released Mortal Kombat 11, they put the original song back
in. Yes, just remaster it. Yeah.
Right? You know?
But I think they were like, no, let's
go our own way.
Yeah. But still, it was enjoyable.
Yes.
If you've made it this far, you've listened to all the spoilers, you've essentially seen the film now listening to us. There's not much more to it. There's no deep story or anything.
No, there isn't.
Yeah.
No deep story about family and values and how to find your own.
Unlike what I was saying earlier, it is not the new Tenet.
No, it is not.
Because nothing is the new Tenet.
No. Until Nolan decides to make another movie.
I'd like to see Nolan do Mortal Kombat 2.
You know what? Just like how Wong Kar-wai did Ip Man.
There you go.
Let's give Nolan Mortal Kombat.
So because Shang Tsung eats souls, so he becomes those souls, who then eat souls, who become those souls.
And it'll be
it's a circle, like everything I fucking do.
Like an Ouroboros.
But yeah, okay, before we...
The entire Mortal Kombat is backwards. It starts with people dead, and then their fatalities.
Now, before we close the episode, there's one piece of news we got to share. Studio. Our good friend, Studio.
Hey, kids, if you haven't heard about these headphones yet, what the fuck's wrong with you? They're all over, and you can get them at a discount from our discount code thingy.
Yeah. Studio
no,
is
you
having,
don't like my pitch, man?
It's okay.
Studio's having a promotion at the moment, and have graciously given us the promo code for their Studio Tolv, which, to be honest with you, I've been using the Tolv. Mm-hmm. It's brilliant sound quality. It's affordable. It's now 309 ringgit after the discount. It was originally, let me pull this out, not my WhatsApp. we still can't do promos, but we try.
I saw a little bit of your your pattern for opening your phone.
Yeah,
that wasn't a swastika, right?
No.
Okay.
But to be fair, the swastika was originally a Buddhist symbol.
Yeah, which it is. Okay, so the Studio Tolv now is at 306 ringgit with our discount code, which is GMTOLV, GMTOLV. And it used to be 549 ringgit, and you can get it now for 309 ringgit. What a steal! Plus, not only that, you get exclusive free delivery to Malaysia and worldwide, plus a 3-year warranty when you signed up for Studio Sphere.
Jadi belilah sekarang Studio Tolv hanya di Quartz Mammoth.
But honestly, the Tolv...
Honestly, it's not a Quartz Mammoth.
Wait, is it even a Quartz Mammoth anymore?
It could be a Quartz Mammoth, you don't know.
Quartz killed the Mammoth, they're just Quartz now.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But it is really good sound quality. To the point, the other day I was listening to... one of the albums which was recorded in a live studio space. I'd never heard this before, but at one point I was like, are those birds up here? I could hear the birds from outside the studio.
I can hear clearly now, the rain is gone.
All I've been hearing is you sucking Studio's dick because you love them so much.
No, I mean, it's good and it's cheap and it's affordable. It's good quality, so get yourself a Studio 12. If you want to go to our Instagram, all the detail is there. Thank you so much, Studio, for providing us with a
discount 12 code.
And a discount code. Yeah, go on our Instagram, find it there.
Yeah.
Hanya di Quartz Mammoth.
Okay, and so, yeah, so if you've liked our podcast and you've seen this video, I mean, you know, like us on, follow us on wherever you can get all good podcasts, you know, like us and subscribe on YouTube, you know, we click the bell if you want to, but, you know, we'll get more videos coming up on our YouTube, so stay tuned for that.
Yes, since we were talking about Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
And since we tried to start something a while back, which kind of fizzled out, we're trying to try start again. So
yes.
We shot, was it yesterday?
A few days ago.
Us playing not just Mortal Kombat 1, not just Mortal Kombat 2, not just Mortal Kombat 3, but also Mortal Kombat 4.
Which is very interesting, by the way, Mortal Kombat 4.
Very, very interesting.
Mm. And if you'd like to find out why it's interesting...
Follow us on our YouTube channel.
Subscribe.
And hopefully I'll have that dropping on Monday.
You heard it here first. Yes. But please subscribe to our YouTube channel because, you know, get those numbers up, people.
Not the COVID numbers. No, don't get us wrong.
Please stay at home. Please stay at home. Please stay safe. You don't want me to go away from people. Mm. Always wear a mask.
Yeah.
You know, and if you'd like to, you know, help support the channel as well, we do have a Ko-fi account, which is at www.ko-fi.com/geeksinmalaysia. GEEKSINMALAYSIA.
And if you'd like to just give us money, my Maybank account number is 16.
My name is Mia Chen.
I am Nick Dorian.
And I'm Carl M. Baha.
Keep geeking out, yo. Finish him!
Get over here! I am Liu Kang.